on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 14th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 47 in the house. We're getting there. 47 days, not too many left. Well, yeah, a decent amount left, but we are well past. Mostly well past the halfway mark at this point. We're getting down to it, about 3 weeks or so remaining, or actually just almost exactly 3 weeks remaining. Three weeks remaining. Here we are, day 47, and I'm going to run you through the day on the feeds yesterday, the final update before tonight's eviction, where we will likely see Moose evicted from the game. Yeah.
Where's Moose?
He's in the jury house. Oh no. Oh no. Well, that's where we are here. Not a whole lot of updates per se from the day, but we can run through some of the discussion as they prep for a potential double or triple eviction and just in general discuss future plans. And you can, of course, ask some questions at the end as well. So it's going to be a quick one. We're going to run through this. We're going to make it happen. All right. Kevin and Gino started the day. Kevin's going to talk with Gino about what to do in the event of a triple eviction. They agree Summer, Betty, and Josh ideally would be the three nominations. There will be eight people remaining in the game. Five of them have a final five: Kevin, Helena, Marty, Gino, and Jace. So the only other three people who are not in the five are Summer, Betty, and Josh. And so, of course, they're going to agree that those three would be the nominations there. Gino asks, or Kevin says, look, as much as I love Josh, I mean, the guy who wins unanimously in the end, he doesn't even need to win any competitions. He would still win if he got there. Straight up, just this guy, he's got it. He's going to win the game. That's sort of a thing that Kevin wants to do throughout the day, is make sure that Gino and Jace are aware that they can't go to the end with Josh. It's too dangerous. As we know, Gino's the HOH. He nominated Summer and Moose, for eviction. The veto wasn't used. The original plan was to backdoor Marty, but when Helena won the veto, that sort of changed. And then, of course, when Jace got the opportunity to change things, she decided to go with the revised plan of not backdooring Marty and to stick with this five. Kevin learned about the Betty, Josh, Gino, and Jace final four. And I think in part here is making sure that he's doing some work to continue to make sure that that final four is demolished and that Gino and Jace will want to go to the end with him and Helena. So making sure again that he's pushing Josh will win in the end. Gino asks Kevin who he would like to see in the finals, be in the finals with. Kevin says you, Gino, or Jace. I wouldn't want to be in the finals with Marty. I know that people are frustrated with him right now. He might be getting on people's nerves right now. But I mean, this guy, if he makes it to the end, he's won so many things. Like, this guy would absolutely beat anybody, I think. And then I wouldn't want to be in the end with Helena either. She hasn't touched the block. That's dangerous. So why would I want to sit next to her? I feel like you and Jace would be the best bets. He says, but I'm more focused on surviving to the final five, first. Like, I'm just about getting to the end. I'm not too focused on, who I can sit next to and who I can be. That's, you know, that's not me. Even though I did bring up the topic, that's not really what I'm focused on, Gino. And Gino agrees. It's about getting to the five. That's what matters. Gino says, you know, a lot of people approached me. A lot of people tried to pitch for me to backdoor Marty this week, you know, break up that five. But of course, I just had to agree with them all week long. So, you know, there's probably a lot of people that thought that I was going to backdoor Marty, but definitely was never going to do that.
You really suck at lying.
What? No, no. You said, you know, seriously, that's, yeah, that was what happened. That was what happened. Kevin says, look, we can't underestimate anybody in this game. Even Summer, you can't underestimate her. Anybody could win the comp. Like, you can't underestimate anyone. Gino says, yeah, I know. Can't underestimate Summer. You know, I know that she will nominate me if she wins. And Kevin might be in this spot. Oh no. Because Summer told Kevin that she would nominate Gino and Marty. And she said, don't tell anyone because I'm not telling anyone other than you. And if I find out that this gets out, I'm going to be pissed at you. And he's like, I won't tell a soul. And he hasn't, except for like Kalina. But now Gino's like, hey, I know she's going to nominate me. Kevin's like, oh no. Oh geez. Gino says, I know because she told me yesterday. She told me she'd put me and Marty up. Oh, well. Okay, Summer.
And quite frankly, it will be a G. No, not to use the power of the Toto.
I don't know.
There was no reasoning in the reasoning.
Who knows? So that's sort of where they're standing here. Of course, Summer, Betty, Josh, the next three targets, theoretically, for them. But for Gino, when he talks to Josh, the plan is still to take Marty out. The plan failed. And so he's still going to be targeting Marty next week. Gino trying to play both sides to some degree there. The reality is that he is more with Kevin and Helena. We're going to see more of that throughout the day. Betty, Jace, and Gino are going to convene as well and discuss Moose's pitches. That he's, you know, he's made a pitch to work with Betty. He's made a pitch to work with the showmans. They like his pitches. He's good, but they can't trust him. He's made too many different pitches. That's to the showmans. He says he'll work with them. To other people, he says he'll target the showmans. Another theme throughout the day, and it again revolves around Kevin, is that I genuinely think that Moose could stay this week. I think there are two things that are preventing Moose from staying this week. One is that he pitched that he would work with the showmans at all. That he never should have done that. He should have just focused on pitching anti-showmans. If he does that, I think he probably just flat out stays this week. I think that Kevin probably wants him to, potentially is willing to let him stay. Feels like maybe he can trust him. The other is Kevin, because Moose didn't pitch the same for everyone. And Kevin has, you know, all of this information.
So I'm spilling the tea to Kevin.
He has all the tea. Kevin knows that that Moose is pitching to multiple people, different things. And even though Moose is going to be able to break through to almost everyone, he gets through to Betty. He gets through later to Helena, we'll talk about. He gets through to enough people that he really should be able to stay. He does make good pitches. But Kevin is always there to shut it back down. Even when Kevin's not in the conversation, like here with Betty, Jason, Gino, Kevin had talked to Betty and Jason, Gino in the previous day about specifically this thing, his narrative of Moose being too good at pitches and that they can't believe him when he makes promises is out there. They are using Kevin's language when discussing why they're dismissing Moose's pitch. Kevin really making sure that Moose is the one that leaves this week. Josh is going to talk to Kevin, and Josh says he feels like the game is kind of set at this point. And Kevin said, I completely disagree, but I would love to know why you think that it's set. Josh says he feels like everyone has their groups and everyone is so loyal to those groups that it would be hard for people to be swayed at this point. And that's kind of what normally happens, but it's very much not this season. And so Kevin, especially with Kevin, like Kevin is exactly the person that's like I'm willing to try, and he's been succeeding. So, it was interesting to hear that, this is Josh's perspective on where things stand. Like if that's the case for Josh, then we're expecting that he is going to like sort of maintain his sort of path here, toward the end, which is unfortunately not a great one. Josh is going to need to pivot at some point because Kevin and Helena are definitely looking to make sure that he doesn't make it to the end, and are currently sabotaging his position. Josh is concerned that if he goes on the block at any point, Kevin and Helena would have to show their cards in order to vote to save him. And Kevin says, don't worry, like, whatever, we'll show our cards. Seven people left, who cares? There comes a time in the game when you just need to show your cards. That's fine. He says, don't worry about it. And Josh says, look, Kevin, if you're on the block, I will fight with my life to save you. Kevin, oh, thank you. Thank you. Kevin says, if there's another chain of safety, he's not going to gamble. He gambled last time, and it was very cool that he gambled. It paid off. It was played out very, it was very cool. I mean, it was very, very cool. Like it was very cool. He says, but he's not doing it again. No more gambling. Says you gambled, Josh. Josh says, yeah, I did. Kevin trying to get the same kind of agreement from Josh that he got from Helena, which is that like, hey, we're just going to flat out save each other in the event of a safety chain. Already having the sort of promise from Josh that if he's on the block, Josh would use the veto on him. This is super valuable, of course. Kevin should be nowhere near the block anytime soon, but in the event that there is a safety chain or anything like that, Kevin should be able to have multiple people who are playing for his interests here, if in the event that something goes wrong. So Moose is going to pitch to Helena. He makes a similar pitch to what he's made before, but again, lets her know that he does feel like the showmans is willing to keep him. Part of the reason why he feels this way is that in the conversation with Gino that we actually saw, I think it was in the last night's episode, Gino told Moose that he wanted the veto to be used on Moose. And that was true. If the veto had been won by anybody other than essentially Summer, if it had been won by Jace, that Gino would have pushed for the veto to be used on Moose to replace, to be replaced by Marty. And so Moose feels like the showman, that means that the showmans wants him to stay. And I think that's what's caused the hesitancy to really go full force against the showmans, that he feels like he has them because of that fact. And that, might ultimately be the fatal flaw, the fatal mistake here for Moose. But he pitches to Helena again, pretty similar pitch to what he's been pitching. Afterward, Helena goes to Kevin and she says, look, I really liked Moose's pitch. Like if we really could have him, I would want to keep him. And Kevin says, yeah, but we can't believe him. There's too many variables there. And she says, if I could believe him, if we could have him, I feel like it would be great. And he says, yeah. No, but he's saying that the showmans wants him to stay. Like, what if he does go to the showmans? That's too risky. She agrees. Yes, I know. It's too risky. Josh comes in. She says, Josh, is Moose leaving really best for our game? He says, yes. His pitch was really good. But yeah. Okay. Moose, he's got that spark. He's got something there. He's good at making these pitches. Kevin's gonna keep it limited. After Josh leaves again, Helena says, it wouldn't be terrible for our game for Josh to go before like Marty. Because if we get rid of Josh, then maybe we could pull in Betty. And they agree that, that Gino is the priority here. Gino needs to go first before anybody. They need to make sure that Gino leaves, but, you know, that, you know, maybe it's okay if Josh goes before Gino. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Moose is also going to campaign to Josh, again, and he's kind of in the spot where he feels like, hey, you know, if it feels like there are lots of people that are willing to keep me, but nobody's willing to like step out and say it. And so I'm concerned about that, that I just need somebody to come out and say that they're doing. I feel like if Josh, if you said that you were, if you were good to keep me, that everyone else would follow. So I just need you to do that. And he's at that point in the campaign. Again, they, by the way, still fully believe that Moose is lying about the amount of Big Brother he's seen. We are 47 days into the season. Moose is about to go home. They still don't believe he's only watched the one season. But it's little things like this that should be the dead giveaway. That you know, not quite. Jace is going to talk to Kevin, and we're cruising through the day here. Again, it's not a lot to talk about overall, but Jace talks to Kevin. They're talking about, again, what to do in the event of a triple eviction. They talk about, obviously, the same plan, Summer, Betty, Josh, but what happens if one of them wins the veto? That would mean that somebody from the five would have to go up. And Kevin suggests Helena. Why don't we throw Helena up as the replacement? That makes some sense, right? Because she hasn't been nominated before, so we take that away. She's also probably the safest person to put up there. No incentive to send Helena home. If, you know, if Gino or you went up there, Jace, like that would be too risky. We wouldn't want to do that. But if Helena goes up, who's going to get rid of Helena? We have the numbers to keep her. And it takes away that not never nominated thing. So why don't we do that? Jace thinks it makes sense. Kevin mentions to Jace, same thing he mentioned to Gino. Definitely can't let Josh get to the end. He wins unanimously if he gets there. Doesn't even need to win a single competition. And Jace is like, You're right. It's weird that we have to think about this stuff now. And he's like, yeah, I know. Think about it. Kevin wonders though, like, you know, does it make sense to, so if in the event of like a normal double, you know, if should we put Summer and Betty on the block, then we maybe use the veto to backdoor Josh, right? And they talk about the possibility of like, does it make sense for Summer and Betty to go before Josh? And Jace says, well, yeah, I mean, I guess if you know, if like Betty left, like Josh doesn't have anywhere else to go. Kevin says he does think that Josh would target Marty before he targeted any of them. And she agrees. And so, you know, so in a regular double, they'd put up like Summer and Betty, and then maybe they'd consider backdooring Josh. But Kevin says, I mean, Jace, you kind of just convinced me to maybe keep things the same, and just send home one of Summer or Betty. This is again, like just a little clever piece of, maneuvering here. Kevin broaches the topic. Should we keep Josh before Summer and Betty? Should we take out Summer and Betty before Josh? Jace is like, why would we do that? Here's some reasons why we would do that, I guess. And then Kevin goes, I think you just convinced me to keep Josh, over Summer and Betty. And, they agree they're on the same page. And, they go and they're going to do some damage. Jace goes to Gino after this. She lets him know about the conversation with Kevin. She says, hey, so I just talked to Kevin. We were talking triple eviction. We said, obviously, Summer, Betty, Josh on the block in a triple eviction. But then if the veto gets used, we agreed, somebody from the five has to go up. And we thought that, the best person to be the replacement nominee would be you, Gino. Nudge, nudge. Joking around. Gino goes, oh, yeah, I'd do it. She goes, no. We said Helena. And he says, no, I'd do it. Yeah. He said, no, we said Helena. He says, no, yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah, put me up. She's like, we had like a whole thing. Cause she's never been on the, we'd have the votes to save her. So wouldn't work. Gino, it's Helena, not you. Stop, please. He's like, oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. So Helena. Okay. All right. This guy. Oh boy. And then they study some. There's lots of studying happening throughout the day. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much what I got. I mean, you know, there are other little conversations happening throughout the day. They're going to play some games and stuff, but, short and sweet here today as we, run through the events heading into tonight's eviction. We know it's not a double eviction or a triple eviction tonight. So all of these plans are not super valuable, but I do think that planning for a double or a triple is a good way of essentially like having these what should you do as HOH conversations prior to the person winning, if that makes sense. I feel like it's a good strategy to be like, hey, let's talk through what we would do in the event of a double eviction. It's you're able to make your points a lot more subtly. Because it's not like you're going to your ally as they just want HOH to be like, this is what you should do. It's like, what should we do? And it's an equal conversation, gives you an equal amount of power. And then in the event that, so now you've figured out what you would do if the double eviction happened. Then if they win the HOH, it's like, yeah, well, we already kind of talked, right? So we'll see. So these plans do have some amount of validity to them. I assume that if Jace wins the HOH, it would be Summer and Betty, and then we would go from there. We do still have, though, Josh did get pretty frustrated with having to continue to have these conversations with Marty where they're talking about maybe working together. So we have a few different, you know, interesting scenarios heading into tonight's HOH competition. If Josh wins, can they get him to go against Gino, or will he want to take that shot at Marty? You know, as always, I expect them to be able to convince him to go at Gino, but he's really not sure about the Marty thing at this time. You know, then we've got Betty and where she falls with Josh and Kevin. Then you've got Kevin and Helena themselves. How would they go about doing things? Would they want to backdoor Gino with Summer and Betty nominations or something along those lines? Probably, but do they even want to win, especially if this not being a double means that the next eviction could be a triple? You might not want to win this HOH. This might not be the best one to win. You know, normally I'd advocate winning, especially in the end game. You need to build your resume, but you also don't want to not be playing if there's a triple eviction. So who knows? And then again, you've got Jace, who would likely do the plan they talked about for the double. So, that's what we got. Do we have any questions? Any questions here in the chat? Do I think it's possible for Kevin to win against Josh in the end? If Kevin could articulate his game, I think it's possible, but I do not think it's likely. Overall thoughts on Kevin, just extremely, extremely impressive. The thing about Kevin is that he is that very, very rare mix of very good player who is there and like is having fun with it. You don't really see that. Like, that is the unique concoction that created Dr. Will and Dan. Like, even some of the other like greats out there, They take it very seriously. It's very life or death. It's very like, hey, we're friends and I've got my crew, and you know, like loyalty and whatever, right? Kevin is there to play a game. He's there to have fun. He's there to make good TV. And he's doing a great job while he does it. He may or may not succeed, but it's fantastic to watch. It's really great. I mean, he really and the thing too, like that maybe Dr. Will didn't have too much, but certainly Dan did, is that he has the thing as well where like totally not personal. Totally just like he's there to have fun. He's there to get other people to have fun. And he is not there to disparage anyone or underestimate anyone or trash talk anyone. He's just there to be respectful, have fun in a game. He doesn't have to, you know, resort to the othering tactics that we often see as well. So good stuff from Kevin. Very impressed overall. So what do I think they want to do with eight jurors? Again, I think probably either a triple eviction or a final three is likely at this point. I don't want either, but what are we going to do? Do we think it would be best for Gino Jace's game to keep or get rid of Moose? I mean, the problem is that they can't, even if they wanted to, they couldn't keep Moose. I mean, they could try, but, you know, I think that probably keeping Moose is better for their game at this point. Moose is more likely to not target them. And if they really went out of their way to save him, then he would probably be loyal to that to some degree, at least more, certainly more so than Summer. And he'd be somebody winning comps that would maybe not target them. So in that way, it would be better for them to keep Moose, but they can't without the support of Kevin and Helena, because they would also have Josh. They'd have to pull Betty without Josh. And they just don't have that kind of pull. Do I think it's endurance tonight? I don't know. It would have to be like a call that they made where like, it just doesn't seem likely that they would do endurance back to back. I feel like they would never plan for that. So if it is endurance, it would be like we lost Buzzkilled. So now we're going to put another endurance competition in, and, to have like a big endurance competition build, like ready to go last minute that they hadn't planned for seems unlikely to me. So my guess is no. How about two doubles instead of a triple? I'd be down, but you know, I usually expect them to do the worst things. So we'll see. I do think Jace could get to the final two and win. That's why I gave her a higher rating. I do feel like maybe I was a little high on Jace, but I also do still feel like Melissa was a little low on Jace, but we'll see. We'll see. I do think Josh threw the veto. It was tough to tell watching, but I do feel like he was honest in throwing the veto. I don't know why they didn't include it in the episode. How iconic would Business B winning be?
This is Business B. Let's get it.
Let's get it. I'd love a Business B win. It'd be great. Isn't it a mistake? At this point, pushing Betty Helena targets with almost anyone. How worried should we be that he ends up at the end with house guests he can't beat in comps? Well, I don't think that's, I don't know that that is the intention, to take out Betty or Helena, certainly. But yeah, I mean, I don't exactly know what his end game is. His end game is different with different people when he talks to them. Again, I would say for myself, I think that the right call for Kevin is to take out as many comp threats as possible, including ultimately Josh and Marty. But I also see some value in trying to create something else. I mean, he's shown that he is capable of out talking a lot of pretty much anybody in the house. So if he feels confident in his ability to get somebody to take him to the end, and then he has the right kind of jury management, it could change. Like, for instance, if he's the one to send Josh home, if he has to actively betray Josh, then he might not be able to rely on Josh in the jury as much as he would if somebody else sniped Josh out of the game. So let's say somebody else snipes Josh out of the game and Kevin gets some time with Josh to let him know what he should be saying in the jury house. Then he would feel more comfortable. That would, like, theoretically change his, it would, for me at least, it would change my end game plans to be like, okay, I can be a little more confident in my ability to win a jury vote now, and I can risk, you know, other people taking me to the end if I feel confident that they would, versus taking out all of the comp threats and having to win myself to the end. But it's all just about, you know, what the read is and how people leave and what kind of jury management is going on. So there you go. Do Josh and Helena doubt each other? Not really. I don't think so. I think they're fine. You know, they don't have like the super, they don't have the closest relationship. It's a little bit like Nicole and Enzo kind of thing, you know? Like their work, they've been working together for a while. They do have conversations. They're close, but, you know, they're not like as close to each other as they are to Kevin. So what scenario could get Josh evicted? Lots of scenarios. I think next week it probably wouldn't happen. I think Kevin would probably evict anyone over Josh next week. But it could certainly happen soon. Did we see Hamza's tweet? I don't know if there's anything worth discussing with Hamza's tweet at this point. I feel like he was so wrong about so many things. Maybe we're just throwing guesses out here at this point. So, I don't think we need to discuss him. Come back to me when he gets a bunch of things right again without getting things wrong. How do you tell people what to say in the jury in the correct way? The best way is when it's like, there's nothing we can do to save you at this point. I'm so sorry. But here's how you can help me win. It's the best way. But there are other ways. There are other ways depending on the situation. Who would put Kevin on the block? Just nobody. I don't think anybody would. Maybe Summer as like a replacement, but even then it's not likely. She doesn't plan to. And then pretty much everybody else just straight up probably wouldn't. Maybe Betty, if she was like really trying to like, she wouldn't want to target Kevin, but maybe if she was like, I need to hide my intentions with the showmance and I need to do something. But again, it's very unlikely. All right. That's what we got. That's what we got. Short and sweet for the update today. Big marathon last night of 3 hours of episodes and then another big session of podcasts. Great podcast last night. If you haven't checked them out, the Wednesday night recap with Chappelle and Melissa was very fun. So that was another short and sweet one. So check it out if you haven't. And then the Survivor Stock Watch with Chappelle last night. Also very, very fun. Make sure you check both of them out. It was a lot of work last night, but it was worth it. So don't miss them. I'll be live at some point today, probably to talk some Stock Watch. If you want to check out the Stock Watch analysis. And then that's on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be watching tonight with all of you live on Twitch. So come hang out with me there. And then after the episode, we'll be live to talk about what we saw and hopefully be able to speculate on what's happening with the HOH and all of that. So make sure you tune in tonight here on Rob Has a Podcast. And then, of course, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, I'll be back to update you on what happened with the HOH competition and what the plans for the week will be, hopefully, assuming the feeds are on and all of that. So come join us here tomorrow morning. And find me over on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. Check out The Taryn Show with Gabby this week. Very good stuff there. And I will see all of you next time.